that to meditate on next week.
Well, obviously, my suggestion was mixing our minds with emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
We could maybe develop meditation around that section of page 240.
Imagine everything is mixing together.
Mm.
It's ultimate nature. Yeah, I think that would be nice. Would you like to have a go at that? Okay, I'll have a think about it and pick one. It'll be a surprise. Okay, subsequent practices.
Laying on the grass and watching the
bed. Yes. Be careful because there are bodies.
Green apples.
Yeah, yes. I highly recommend a sun lounger.
Or a hammock.
A little bit of elevation. It's always safer. Yes, good idea. Anything else?
I think you're trying to see everything as a manifestation of emptiness.
Mm.
Anything is a manifestation, just remembering it, just talking,
yeah.
Just seeing things appearing from emptiness.
And a quality.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah,
that would be really helpful too. I really like, you know, Geshe says self, there's no self, there's no other. You know, that from the point of view of our ultimate nature, there's no separation between us. And that's really powerful because so many of our delusions arise in dependence upon other people, you know. And just see the effect that has on our mind, because sometimes our mind kind of grasps more strongly because it doesn't want to let go of its unique identity, you know, that self-grasp itself. So yeah, have a play around with those kind of things. Think about the blue and the sky, because that's really easy. We have lots of blue.
Yeah.
Whenever you see the blue, use that to remind you that why is it blue? Because the sky is empty. Mm-hmm. That's why it's appearing as blue. It's such a powerful teaching. Right, any questions before we talk?
So meditating on emptiness and that realization, how does it sort of interplay with the mind of equanimity? Just trying to.
So the meditation on equanimity.
Oh, no, sorry, just the having a mind, the mind of equanimity. How does it sort of? I'm just trying to figure out the sort of difference.
I don't think I understand the question. So, it's equanimity as in. Like balance.
Yes. Yep.
So when everything is equalised in emptiness, it's
yep.
because it's exactly the same in terms of its real nature.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Or
it was just on 239, page 239, talking about the qualified meditator,
mm-hmm.
seeing who pointedly absorbs in emptiness, there's no difference.
Mm.
So there's this sort of equalisation, or there's a no hot, no cold. Sort
yeah.
of, I'm just wondering, is that similar in any way to, you know, the mind of sort of equanimity where everything is?
It's similar in a way, isn't it? But it's a different object.
Yeah,
in the meditation, in the rim on equanimity, it's particularly balancing out our unbalanced attitudes towards others.
Yeah.
You know? So it's related, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's. In this case, it's the equanimity of all phenomena in terms of their real nature.
Yep.
So it's still equanimity, like equalising, it means the same thing, doesn't it? But it's kind of a different
object.
Yeah, context. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Righto. Everybody all right? It was fun. So as always, I like to recommend read the pages again.
Mm-hmm.
just on your own with Geshe-la, without me interfering. In the guise of commentary, sometimes it just feels like interference. So just read and enjoy, and it will be very clear. Geshe-la is so powerful that we can understand, you can bless our mind, we can understand these really subtle, profound subjects. Not a perfect realization, we're getting there, that'll come in time, but we can understand in some way, we're happy with that understanding, you know? And then we're not self-satisfied, we keep trying, keep developing, keep training, because we know that we want that realization. When we have that realization, nothing can disturb our mind. So we've got to work towards that gradually, and just enjoy the ride. How exciting. Okay, thank you very much. We can dedicate.
Please care for me with your
So just briefly before we go, you might have noticed the Empowerment Shrine is still up. This is because we have on Friday night we have our Friday night lecture, Purifying Negativity or Negative Karma or something like that. And then on Sunday we have a 1-day retreat on Vajrasattva. So these are our upcoming events, and then don't forget Genrapton on the 4th of December. Okay, thank you very much.